Well, good evening, hello and welcome to this episode of the Supporters Club podcast for supportive members of the podcast. This is a podcast for you guys who support the Veg Grower podcast. Hope you are all doing well. I've got to say, I'm really excited about this weekend. Bank holiday weekend, the coronation of the king, and well, that's why we get an extra day off work. I, for one, am really looking forward to it. Obviously, last weekend was a bank holiday, so this extra bank holiday weekend is just making it all the more exciting. Now, added to that, this week has actually been pretty quiet for me at work. And this means I've spent a few hours down on the allotment just before I came home. So about an hour and a half today, an hour and a half yesterday. It's always great to get your hands dirty and tend to the plants just to finish the day off. I'm really, really enjoying it. This is something I do try to do. But the other advantage, of course, is the allotment is just so much easier to look after when I spend a little bit of time every day. And what I mean by that is I tackle the weeding and watering every day down on the allotment. And it only 20 minutes, half hour usually. At the moment, I'm spending a bit more time, but 20 minutes, half hour every day. And I start in the same place. So I say I start at bed one, for example, and I clear out the weeds on that and I move on to bed two, bed three, and so on. And when I come back the following day, I start in the same place. And what I find by doing that is that bed one takes less time to weed. So by the time my 20 minutes, half hour is up, I'm actually further down the allotment as the days go by. For me, it works really, really well as a way of keeping the allotment weeded. I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm doing a video that's going out hopefully tomorrow, and that shows quite a few weeds, which the recent weather has been making it difficult to get out on the allotment every day. But now it is looking all the better for it. So, yeah, if you can, I know not everybody is able to go down their allotment every day, but I do say if you can go to the allotment on a daily basis, it is well worth it. Now, something else I did today was sow the courgette seeds from this month's gift pack. And this is a green bush variety. I'm really excited to see how they turn out. Now, I want to talk a bit about how to grow them from seed. Now, courgettes are pretty easy to grow. They love warm, sunny weather, so you want to start them indoors around, well, I usually wait to the end of April, about now, beginning of May, to plant them, and then we transplant them outside once the risk of frost has passed. That's why I usually wait to around now, and it has been cold this year, so I've held off about a week, but you want to wait about now before we sow the seeds. They will grow really, really quickly. But once they are well underway and growing, then we keep them potted up, keep them well watered, and then we can get them outside once the threat of frost has passed. And all they need is plenty of water and plenty of feed with a well-balanced fertiliser. The key thing to remember, they are a very tender plant. They're more tender than tomatoes, I would say, but they are quick growing. That's why I wait till now to sow them. Now, once they're outside, it's just a case of keeping them weed free, keep them watered, and feed them with a balanced fertilizer. And once they start producing flowers, we then start feeding them with something like a tomato feed to encourage them to produce more flowers and more fruits. Now, talking of fruits, you will find that once you start getting courgettes, you will end up getting lots and lots of courgettes. They are a plant that do keep on giving. Now, I do find if you let the courgettes get too big, they become marrows and they don't taste as good. I prefer courgettes, so I pick them while they are young. And I do find that you do get quite a few, like I said. I did find if I picked them when they were younger, they were quite thin. If I waited a few more days, they became a bit thicker. So that's usually what I wait for nowadays. Now, as I said, because so many gardeners do get so many courgettes, there is a saying that it's only really worth growing two courgette plants to feed your family. I disagree with that. I think four at least, because the way I look at it, the more courgettes we get, we can freeze them, we can preserve them. If we can do that, when the courgettes aren't available, we still have a supply of them that we have grown. So I don't buy in to the two courgette plant theory. I try and have a few. The good thing is, because they are big plants, they don't need much care. They do help look after some empty spaces on the plot as well. So I do think they are well worth growing. Now, moving on to our plans for this weekend. I've started hardening off my tomato plants. I said just now about getting them ready to go outside. For me, it is tomato plants that are in the cold frame with no top on seem to be doing okay. So I'm trying to see if they will survive outside. And that's something I want you all to look at this weekend. It just means there's a lot shifting about at the moment. I used to have a setup that meant I didn't have to shift plants in and out every day and every night. But what I do now, I put one out. If it's one plant out, a sacrificial plant, if it dies, it's too early. If it survives, then I think it is okay. And all we're doing is just gradually exposing the plants to the outdoor conditions. Now, added to that, I'm also going to be finishing off the final touches on the balcony garden, just get it ready for planting again, because it's coming into May. We're going to want to start getting that balcony garden into production. It's just slightly too early to really do much, but I think what we can do is just add the final touches. Now, on Sunday, I'm heading down to the allotment in the morning. I'm planning on building a scarecrow and doing more weeding and planting out my onion seedlings. They are looking really healthy, I've got to say, and I think at the moment the autumn sown onions and the autumn sown garlic is looking really, really good. I feel now the spring sown ones just need a little bit of a boost, and I think they will start doing well. Now, we do have an extra day this weekend, so that should leave us all with more time to do things in the garden. And if you are looking for a few other tasks to do in the garden this weekend, why not try planting some herbs? Mowing the lawn, but it is no mow May, so you may not want to mow the lawn. We'll be talking about this more on Monday. And then, of course, we could be pruning our fruit trees. Enjoy the fresh air. Enjoy the satisfaction of growing your own food. I, for one, something else I do, I've got a hot tub in my garden, and I've been out there this evening just for about half hour listening to the bird song, listening to the wildlife around me. It's a great way to spend an evening. Well, that is it for this week's episode of the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast for members of the Supporters Veg Grower podcast. It gets really complicated, these names, doesn't it? Hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you've had some inspiration to give courgettes your go. I will be back again on Sunday, and of course the podcast will be going out on Monday, and hopefully I'll get this video finished, this allotment tour. And if you want to watch that on our YouTube and Facebook page, that would be great as well. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.